because genocide against native people is still going on today all over the world.
Native Solidarity News. It's about you, too. CKUT, CKDU, CFBEX, CFUV, CHFN, CHLY, CHMA, CHSR, CJLY, CJSF, CJSW, Radio 90. Native Solidarity News is a national radio service and part of an international network of information and action in support of Indigenous peoples' survival and dignity. We are all volunteers committed to promoting Native self-determination, culturally, economically, spiritually, and otherwise. Produced at CKUT Community Radio since 1996, NSN is now also broadcast on over 20 stations across Canada. We try to make each 60-minute program as welcoming and challenging to someone who has never heard of the issues as it is to a weekly listener. Each week you tune in for news and another feature, and this week we'll hear from the Kwaze Street Patrol that works out of the Native Friendship Center of Montreal. They serve Monday through Thursday, people living on the street who just need a helping hand. We'll also be hearing about the powwow happening this weekend in downtown Montreal at Cabot Square. We'll be doing an in-studio interview with Ms. Sky Bellafleur. That's all coming up in the later half of the show. First, we're going to play some music, and then we'll be right back with more Native Solidarity News. Do stay tuned.
Hard to find, rapping about life, love lost close to my mind, body, and soul. After I'm dead, where's my spirit gonna go? I know some, I guess I'm at the floor. Where the story go wrong? Inside an incident, I'm not convinced of coincidence that we defy genocide. I celebrate and ride, but death is inevitable. We got memories that are unforgettable. Like a million masks were told for smallpox, crack rocks. We all struggle, so what you got? Are you a victim or a victor? Nothing can stop these dreams I'm trying to talk myself out of getting high. 10 pieces got me asking reasons why. Looking so lonely if you don't even know me, but I try. I'm falling if you find me on the ground high. Pull me up before I die. Pull me up before I die. I'm trying to talk myself out of getting high. 10 pieces got me asking reasons why. Looking so lonely if you don't even know me, but I try. I'm falling if you find me on the ground high. Pull me up before I die. I've been hunted, haunted, headed to war. Drug deals, look for neighborhoods for economic reasons. Pimps doing the same and the police and these cops. All these drug sex shops, it's no different than my chief and council getting by. And selling all the land, too, we got nothing left but debt and disrespect. From our elders, hand in hand, like nose to the powder. Teenage kids are gonna die within the hour. While our kids are scattered across the foster homes. Molestation, and no one knows about the innocence is stolen. Phony smiles and asks how it's going. Blood and tears flowing from these adolescent babies. Thinking maybe I should have been aborted, but really should have been rewarded. For making this far, the trap for life of ours. These issues of beauty and the sins from afar. Forgotten when we drink it, dance from these bars. All this pain bottled up in jars. We can take it to the grave or express it and say enslave eternity of pain. These writings, confessions of blessings. Don't be oblivious to the questions you ask yourself. Too often putting shells, avoiding hell, but still we dwell in stress on our problems. I tell my best friends, these paper and pens, the mightiest weapons of all. They make me knowledge to solve. Eventually, negativity dissolved. Rip by brick, that's for my brother, the most of y'all. It's overcome. This tale is too tall, scream not whisper. Besides, they just kiss you, make you blissfully blind. You find revolutionary propaganda's rhymes. Spiritual metaphors, fully silent words, and sliding the rhymes. Got his eyes despised like an addict, realizing rock bottom. Forgive it, forgive it, don't forget the forgotten. Find your voice when you're talking the truth. It's hard to maintain when temptation's trying to talk yourself out of getting high. 10 pieces got me asking reasons why. Looking so lonely if you don't even know me, but I try. I'm falling if you find me on the ground high. Pull me up before I die. Pull me up before I die.
die. I'm trying to talk myself out of getting high. Temptations got me asking reasons why. Looking so lonely if you don't even know me, but I try. I fall if you find me on the ground high. Pull me up before I die. Crew cops trying to size the issues, saying we're too loud. There's an old woman choking back her tears cause she's too proud. But story's real, imagine the pain, imagine how it feels to not be acknowledged or validated. In the youth, she hated every minute of residential school. The genocidal tactic tool could not do what it came to accomplish. Fuck Pocahontas and any treaty signing turncoat that's amongst us. Growing up in poverty makes us so much stronger. We are the gifted, underprivileged, with prices, riches, and values. As principles, I can tell you, when the window of opportunity is open, take it. Those who forgot the roots will never make it. Not to point fingers, but I understand why you speak English. Trying to talk myself out of getting high. Temptations got me asking reasons why. Looking so lonely if you don't even know me, but I try. I'm falling if you find me on the ground high. Pull me up before I die. I'm trying to talk myself out of getting high. Temptations got me asking reasons why. Looking so lonely if you don't even know me, but I try. I'm falling if you find me on the ground high. Pull me up before I die.
Pull me up before I die.
Now we're just going to read some, we have some news briefs. The first one is an update from Hurricane Katrina, which destroyed the homes of Louisiana state-recognized American Indian tribes on the Gulf Coast, and some have lost everything to hurricane damage and flooding. Tribal members say that Hurricane Katrina did not discern whether tribal members were from federally recognized tribes, but those lacking federal recognition have been largely ignored by the federal agencies and the media. But in terms of support and solidarity between various nations, the Anishinaabe and Gros Ventre tribes on the Fort Belknap Reservation in Montana are donating 5,000 pounds of bison meat to victims of the Hurricane Katrina now that they have found a shipper for that meat. The food is destined for Terrell, where hundreds of evacuees are being housed. National tribal organizations are raising money also to help the tribes affected by Katrina. Donations can be sent to the National Congress of American Indians, the NCAI. A press release from the NCAI reads as follows. Immediately after we received word of the Hurricane Katrina disaster, NCAI created a fund to help the Indian tribes in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama who were affected. Let me tell you that American Indian tribes are consistently overlooked and always the last to receive any assistance, if any. On Friday, we talked to the representative from one Indian tribe who said the homes and land, every tribal member in their community, was completely demolished. It was very sad. The money from the NCAI Hurricane Disaster Relief Fund will go directly back to those tribes affected so that they may rebuild their communities. If you or your family is interested, please make a donation. Again, to contact the NCAI, visit their website at www.ncai.org. This information comes from the NCAI press release, Indians.com, and the Associated Press. This past Saturday, September the 17th, nine elders of the Tahltan First Nation were arrested for blockading their remote traditional territory and trying to bar a mining company from coming in to drill. Four young people were also arrested in the protest. The next step is that we've got to build each other up again, be strong, and not give up. We truly believe this is our land inherited by our ancestors, and we need to keep it for our children, said Tahltan spokesperson Terry Brown, a powerful women's rights organizer who has returned to her birthplace to stop Fortune Minerals Limited from building a coal mine. Brown accused Tahltan chief Jerry Asp of signing an environmentally dangerous deal with Fortune without consulting his people. They built a blockade in response and have been holding a sit-in, calling for him to step down for months. Tahltan people have been camping at the Mount Kaplan site, keeping watch for 24 hours a day for months on end. This news comes from the Canadian press and from a press release sent out by Ms. Terry Brown. Hopefully we'll be speaking with Ms. Brown within the coming weeks to get an update about what's happening there and how folks can support them in protecting their territory. The next piece comes from up north, where three Inuit land claim organizations are taking the federal government to court to demand inclusion in any compensation settlement for residential school abuse, claiming hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. In May, the Assembly of First Nations signed an agreement with Ottawa to deal with the residential schools issue. The federal government appointed former Supreme Court Justice Frank Iokabuchi to recommend a compensation package, and Inuit officials have been present at the negotiations. But Canada's Inuit are not covered by the Indian Act and are not members of the Assembly of First Nations. So to ensure that they are part of the settlement process, NTI filed a lawsuit naming two Nunavut Inuit and the organization as plaintiffs on August 31st. The NTI statement of claim, which asks for $300 million in damages, draws on the stories of two women. Both make claims that will sound similar to Southern Aboriginals. They were removed from their families, discouraged from speaking their language, sexually assaulted and physically abused by school staff, and were poorly fed, housed, and educated. In addition, the document, which has not been proven in court, says that Inuit residential schools were part of a federal plan to bring Inuit off the land and into settlements. Before 1955, few Inuit lived in permanent communities. The statement of claim reads, "An integral part of the federal government's policy of relocating Inuit was to establish a network of schools for Inuit children that would facilitate their integration into white culture and serve to break their connection with Inuit culture, which is regarded by the federal government as inferior. About 100,000 children, many, most, all against their will, lived in residential schools in every province and territory except New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island. Most of the schools were closed in the 1970s, but it took until 1996 before the last one was closed near Regina. More than 86,000 former students are still alive, but many are aging, and some die each and every week. The AFN has suggested a $10,000 lump sum payment and $3,000 for each year spent in the schools for every survivor, but many survivors and children of survivors find this far too little for such a destructive component of Canadian colonialism." This was adapted from the Canadian Press. For more information, please visit the website www.itk.ca. And we're going to have one more before we take another musical break. Two Chickasaw boys have been suspended from school for having long hair. They then appealed to be readmitted into their middle school in Texas, but were denied by the principal, Stephen Rosales. The boys are part Chickasaw, but the principal said that Chickasaw males don't wear their hair long. He based this decision in part by reviewing the Chickasaw Nation website. Their mother plans to take the case up with the school district. She said the school is discriminating against Native Americans. Ms. Burns said, "Their culture shouldn't be our culture, and their traditions shouldn't be our traditions. Why should we have to change our traditions because of theirs?" The two boys, Skylar, aged 12, and Rodney, aged 14, were placed on in-school suspension on their second day of classes. They have since been pulled out of school to be homeschooled. Dennis Banks, an Anishinaabe Chippewa actor and co-founder of the American Indian Movement, met with district officials to discuss American Indian cultures, particularly the significance of hairstyle and length. In an interview, Banks said, "Almost every Native tribe shares the belief that cutting hair is taboo." This news piece came from the Brownsville Herald and from the website IndiansWithAZ.com.
This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. Back in action, rapping, coming to blasting, blazing, writing page after page in, never questioning the source of it. I never want to get bored and quit. This is me, and this is us, and all I wanna do is bust. Never used to be in a rush, but the time has come. I heard the guns, get up, get out. This isn't just for fun, it's a passion, a devotion. Coming through blasting, west coasting, cause yeah, I'm Salish, halfway miss. I don't really mind if you're not okay with this. It's only meant for open ears and minds. So along with the tears I cry, this is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. Raise it up and shove 'em where.
spread the true set. We got the true webs that'll blow the roof back. Pop the top right off and make the walls rattle. Who said they wanna battle? You know I'm on the rise. I keep my lyrics on pages and the lids in my eyes. I used to hold them back for weeks, but now when those tears roll down my cheeks, they fall like rain. I'm not ashamed, that's just my strength, washing away the weakness and the pain. So that all that remains is the solid foundation that I'm built on, still building up strong. I gotta be strong for my people, for real though, 'cause my life no longer belongs to me, and that's how it's gonna be. 'Cause there's so much pain, so little time to be rid of it, so much life to gain. Why these people trying to belittle it? But it got that heat, dear, and it's blasting out of the basement. The tornado's outside, but I'm ready to face it. Lyrics mixing up in the wind, tossing reality in my face so hard. It's eating to my skin and it stings. If I'm not ready, so I come steady. Harden on my own beat as good as any on that one to the two. Sometimes I gotta represent as my own crew. You know I'm from the valley, weather's cold from the north. A chill runs up and down my spine and it brings me forward. Time to declare my choice, a life chosen, where roads are golden. Oh, where darkness and pain is all I'm holding. Well, I wanna walk that high road and bypass necessary detours. I'ma take my spirit with the mind as one and leave you yours. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by. This is how I make the days roll by.
The next news piece comes from the Kalahari. Clashes have erupted between Ghana and Gwe, bushmen desperate to stay inside the central Kalahari game reserve, but wildlife officers and police are trying to force them out. They returned to their land on September 12th and were subsequently given 10 days to leave their territory before police came in after them. All but 30 of the bushmen in the reserve were evicted in 2002. Others have since returned, despite government opposition, so that there are now between 200 and 250 people living on their land. Hundreds more are living in resettlement camps and are desperate to return. Police have already started the hostilities, though. At one point, at least one person has sought medical help outside of the reserve after a clash with armed wildlife officials. The officers were trying to force their way into his home. On September 15th, police confiscated radio equipment belonging to the Bushmen's organization, First People of the Kalahari. The organization has been using the equipment to communicate with Bushmen inside the reserve. With the reserve now sealed off, and police and wildlife officers in the Bushmen communities, little news can get out of what is happening inside. The Bushmen's court case against the Botswana government was adjourned until February 2006 to allow the Bushmen to seek funds to allow them to continue. The case is already the longest and most costly in Botswana's history, despite being brought by the country's poorest inhabitants. This is from a press release from Survival International. And our last news piece for today comes from the Mayan territories. On September 13th, nearly 1,000 Kekchi Mayan women and men marched to the town of El Estor and to the headquarters of CGN, Sky Resources Guatemalan subsidiary, protesting the government of Guatemala for having granted the company a license to explore for nickel in an area of nearly 300 kilometers squared inhabited by 20 indigenous communities. This Canadian company, Sky Resources, located in Vancouver, BC, has stolen indigenous farmlands, and the communities claim that they have been inadequately compensated and left without alternatives for their food security. Furthermore, the drilling has caused erosion runoff that has polluted and damaged several communities' drinking water supplies. the protesters called on the Guatemalan government to suspend the exploration license it granted to Sky, not only for the problems already encountered with the company, but also because the right to have been informed and consulted about the project prior to the license being granted was violated. To date, no consultations have been undertaken, and the company itself has begun a campaign to convince the communities of the benefits of their project. The Kekchi Mayans consider the mining license to be unpatriotic and racist. Given that as Guatemalan citizens, they do not enjoy the privileges, rights, and contacts granted to the Canadian firm. This is a press release from Defensoria Kekchi, who can be emailed at defqechi@intelnet.net.gt for more information. Sky Resources contact information can be found on their website, www.skyeresources.com. Please write to Sky Resources Incorporated and your elected Canadian officials to support the needs of the local Mayan communities being harmed by Canadian corporate interests.
Welcome to Rogers Wireless Voicemail. You have 4 wireless voice messages. First message.
Hello, Dad. I'm with you. Come home soon. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. My little man, I love your boy. Yeah, yeah. My little man, this goes out to you, Tyson DeSean. Hey, how's it going, little man? I see you getting big now and into bigger things, like big trucks and dirt bikes and Ninja Turtles. I'm always on a bus of flight, don't mean to hurt ya. Now my boy daddy's out making moves, so we can eat together, you see, just me and you. That's all we need, with you I find balance. With my boy on my mind, I can tackle any challenge. See, my little man, we were destined to be. I'm your pops, you're my son, and definitely. And don't let anyone tell you different. Right now I can't see it, if they do, don't listen. Cause it probably cause a trouble, and daddy gets that a lot. I don't really know why, but hopefully it's gonna stop. So we can live life, and live it as a team. And in the same house right now, it's just a dream. Yeah. My little man, I love your boy. We'll make it happen. I know you love guitars, maybe even make some tracks in a few years once you get the hang of things. With daddy on the mic and my boy pulling on the strings. A beautiful thought, one of many others. You got mad uncles, I'm one of many brothers. And aunties too, even one is asking tune. Says she wants to meet you when she wonders how you doing. You see my boy, you got love everywhere. I'm just trying to show you that daddy really care. I love to see you smile when you play, when you're sleeping. Or when you gotta go, you lift the seat before you pee. That's gotta be your mom. Cause I'm the type to let you pee on other people's lawns. And let you eat your supper while you're watching TV. I ain't a bad dad, you just gotta be free. Yeah. My little man, I love your boy. Yeah, yeah. My little man, this goes out to you. I really miss you, son. That'll be home soon. Before I come back, I got some things to do. I got songs to make and some shows to be at, so I can make it to the spot where I'm supposed to be at. You know, I'm talking to home with you on my side, cause you're the one who puts a sparkle back in my smile. And you my strength when I'm feeling all down. Just the thought of you laughing on the merry-go-round and getting
getting all messy when you eating your ice cream. Not jumping in the puddles, just trying to keep your nice clean. You the man putting dishes in the sink when you're done eating without having to think. That's a good boy, you only 3 years old, but you think like a man in a world so cold. I'm on the road, I wanna kiss you and hug you. You already know that I miss you and love you. Yeah, my little man, I love your boy. Yeah, yeah, my little man, this goes out to you.